Want more information about This Week with Ann Carrick and Vincent Caprio? Visit AnnCarrick.com for details.
Welcome back to This Week with Ann Carrick and Vincent Caprio. And we have Scott Livingston is our guest who is on the phone with us. And Stephen Wade's still hanging around with us, but he's being really quiet over there in the corner. So, Scott, I think you've already answered the question, but I'm going to ask you anyway. I was going to ask you, what's the new hot trend for your industry and where do you see future growth area? But I'm guessing from your previous comments that you're going to say emerging and nanotechnologies. Am I right?
Well, the industry, nanotechnology is just a scientific trend that has an impact on many different industries. The industries or the investment themes that we see right now that are pretty hot include green buildings and green building materials. So cement, steel, windows, air conditioning, you know, smart buildings, next generation technologies to make those cleaner, cheaper, more friendly for the environment. We see a lot of interest in water and water technologies is a big area. Filtration, cleanup, reuse, saving water during oil drilling procedures or mining procedures, so that they're more environmentally friendly.
Because you know also, what I always tell people, Scott. People talk about alternative energy. There's no such thing as alternative water.
Yeah.
Don't ever forget that.
Yeah.
There's
right.
no such
right.
thing as alternative water.
The other thing that's really
right?
of interest now to everybody is spending a lot of that we're spending a lot of time is the next generation of consumer electronics. So, you know, screens and displays, memory, battery technologies that allow you to, you know, hold your iPhone or your BlackBerry or what have you, use it for longer, recharge less. The screen over time will become the computer. And, you know, if you think that you have the world at your fingertips now, you know, just wait because
right.
we're just getting started.
Well, Scott, you also, your investment bank has a life science practice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I had the opportunity to hear your head of your group, Dr. Anne Louie, speak about some of the breakthroughs. Why don't you just mention to the audience some of the things people are going to see in the
sure.
life sciences in the next year or two.
And Dr. Anne Louie, by the way, is a fine Connecticut resident. So,
London, Connecticut, former employee of Pfizer.
You know, we're coming to the day where you'll be able to diagnose diseases, you know, at a very, very early age or even before you get them. And instead of taking a blood test and having the blood test go to the lab and then come back 3 days later and it wasn't what you thought and so you got to take another blood test and, you know, so on and so on and so on, you'll be able to just give one sample of blood and test for hundreds of diseases and get the results back, you know, within hours rather than days or while you're still sitting in the doctor's office. And the ideas behind that, you know, the implications of that are staggering for not only treatment of diseases, but also for us to be responsible for treating our own selves.
And on the street, that's known as lab to chip,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Because,
and then,
for example,
nanotechnology is allowing drugs to be delivered much more effectively and therapeutics to be delivered much more effectively in the body. And so you won't have to take as many drugs if you have a disease, you know, if you have a disease that you're taking a regular, have a regular treatment regimen. You won't have to take as many drugs, as much of the drug, you won't have as many of the side effects. You'll be able to, you know, have less dose, do the same amount or the same dose, do much, much more. And the drugs will be able to tell you how they're doing inside the body. So they'll be able to kind of communicate back and forth, you know, the back and forth with the diagnostic or with the doctor to continuously monitor the effectiveness of the drug and the side effects and what have you. And there's many other technologies that are happening, but drug delivery and diagnostics are massive, massive investment waves. And, you know, we're following them very closely.
And Scott, are these going to be things that, you know, like every person's going to have access to, or are they going to cost so much that it's only going to end up with a few people participating?
Well, they're going through the process now. The insurance companies as a whole are very aware of what's happening and very aware of the need and the desire and the pressure to reimburse for this stuff. And so there's been a few studies that have recently shown that giving people a diagnostic before before prescribing a drug can save the HMOs money because they don't have to pay for the side effects.
Right.
And so these studies, these are 5,000, 10,000 person studies that have to really get it right here because, you know, people's health is no joke. And so they take time to do. And so, you know, we're not seeing these things necessarily today, but there is an inexorable trend towards reimbursement of these more advanced technologies, both for people with good plans, quote-unquote good plans, just kind of the general layperson. I mean, Medicare and Medicaid and our state HMOs and everything are also, at the front end of thinking about how to get this stuff all paid for.
Yeah, I was also thinking from the standpoint of the medical facilities themselves, you know, there's a lot of times in a general sense with technology that as an industry, we can develop all sorts of great technologies, but they're usually very expensive at the beginning, and it takes a while before they get to a point where everybody can afford them. I mean, whether it's, you know, the initial offering of television or some new technology that's related to the health industry, you know, there's that lag where at the beginning only a few people really have it because they can't even afford the technology, never mind the actual person and whether they're going to be reimbursed for that test, but their doctor, their hospital, their clinic won't even have that equipment there to be used.
Well,
that's what I meant.
Yeah, and keep in mind, too, that, in healthcare, you're dealing with the regulatory agencies, and the regulatory agencies, for the most part, get it right. And the reason why they get it right is that, they spend years on studies and have, you know, very meticulous methods of approval to make sure that when they do introduce drugs or diagnostics or devices or what have you into the market, you know, they can reduce the incidence of side effects and problems. And they're not perfect, certainly, because we always see things happening. But for the most part, they're pretty good and pretty thorough. And so the stuff that's in the world today doesn't compare at all to the stuff that's in phase one and phase two of FDA clinics. You know, and over the next 5 to 10 years, I think that we'll see some pretty amazing technologies available. And once they become available, then it just is a matter of time before they're widespread.
Okay. Well, Scott, thank you so much for being with us.
We're about
out of time. We do appreciate it. Scott Livingston, CEO of Livingston Securities. And if you want to find out more about his company or see his bio, livingstonsecurities.com. And, of course, we've put a link for both Stephen and Scott on our page, and we're on Facebook, so you can find us there as well. We're really easy to find, in other words. So we hope you will be here again next week. If the Yankees play Game 5, then we'll have to wait 2 weeks. Otherwise, we'll be back next week to talk a little bit more about the elections in general, a little preview, the Tea Party. What does that mean for both of the major parties and also some of the candidates and their style of communication and how that might be affecting voters? Vincent, if people want to know more about you, vincentcaprio.org is a good place to go.
www.vincentcaprio.org. You can go right to my website and see everything I'm doing and sign up to be a member of my association.
All right, and I've been at ancarrick.com for a long time, so pretty easy to find us there. And again, like I said, we do have a page on Facebook, This Week with Ann Carrick and vincentcaprio.com. So if you're on Facebook, we would love to get your comments, feedback, things that you would like to hear us talk about on the show. All of those things are game for comment. You know, keep it clean. We don't want ugly things writing on the wall. We'll delete those. You know, that's how it goes. And Stephen, thanks again,
since you're still hanging
out with us. Big news day. Obviously, just wanted to mention Cheshire home invasion, all guilty, 16 out of 17 pleas. Certainly, he's going to be up for, under consideration now for the death penalty, so we'll see how that goes. And the Times Square bomber, who got a life sentence, both with Connecticut, well, one in Connecticut, the other one with Connecticut ties. Big news day. So,
thanks, Ann. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you again next week.
Sorry, and I'm sure we will talk in between. Thanks, everybody. Have a great evening. We will see
you. And Kim, I'll be home for dinner.